This is Shop Talk, our weekly discussion of journalism issues. I'm Rich Egger.
I'm Rich Moreno.
And I'm Jasmine Crichton.
A recent editorial in the Des Moines Register takes Burlington, Des Moines County, and the state of Iowa to task for concealing information in the shooting death of Autumn Steele. She was accidentally shot by a city police officer in January. And like I said, the newspaper really takes them to task for not revealing more information.
Oh, yeah. This is, this you can tell it's an editorial. It comes right out hitting hard, talking about those three entities acting in a scandalous manner in the way that they've tried not to reveal or be transparent with any information about this. I think this is just sad. I mean, the facts, briefly are the dog was barking, jumping on the officer. The officer pulled out his weapon, said, "If you don't get the dog off me, I'm going to shoot your dog."
I don't think he even said that. It was just get control of your officer. Control of your dog.
Mm-hmm. Then he decided to shoot the dog, but he was knocked off balance, and he accidentally shoots this woman, Autumn Steele. And now the county attorney decides not to charge Hill with any criminal wrongdoing. I don't know if I pulled out my gun to shoot somebody's dog that was attacking me and I somehow stumbled, fell, and shot my neighbor. I think I would still be charged with a crime, involuntary manslaughter or something. I don't know why a police officer gets a pass.
Right. I felt the same way, Rich. I can't imagine this not bringing some kind of charge. An involuntary mm-hmm. manslaughter charge is where you would have started here. But the police officer was not charged in any way. Now, I don't believe this officer had any intention to do what he did, but there is a life lost, and it was for no reason. Mm-hmm. And a charge should have been brought up. But even to go past that for a second, the police department does not want to release, a portion of video from the officer's body cam or the cruiser. There was video there.
We've talked about this on the program before when we talked about police body cameras, that there actually is a 12-second snippet that the police department released of the video from the police body camera. But it's very difficult to tell what goes on, especially as the officer starts to fall back. The camera jerks around. Mm-hmm. You see some sky, and it's over. I believe the Register and other media would like to see more of the video, right, and perhaps some video from the police car dash cam.
Right. Yeah. The Des Moines Register says that they had released that 12 seconds of body cam footage shot by Officer Hill, but decided to keep secret a transcript of a 911 call related to the incident, other body camera and dashboard camera footage at the scene, and emails about the incident. So that was the information that the newspaper and the other media was trying to get, was all this additional information that they do not and have not released. But I believe they are the police department is and even the Des Moines County Attorney's Office, they're saying that they don't want to turn over these records because, well, it could be
harmful. Well, they say
that
Steele was in a state of partial undress, mm-hmm. and receiving medical attention. So out of respect but at the same time there and then there's a quote in their editorial from a spokesperson saying, "I can't imagine a family would be happy with the disclosure of the video of the family member ultimately dying." It's a nice sentiment, but then when you read on and, mm-hmm. and you look into it a little more, the families actually asked for all of that to be released.
Right.
And said, "We want that all to be disclosed.
We want it to be looked into."
Right. And so for them to, you know, to make that kind of a statement again, it just sort of implies or at least shows some kind of cover-up is going on here.
Well, and you need transparency.
And the 911 audio doesn't show any of that. It's 911 audio.
Mm-hmm.
If the investigation is complete, the officer has been cleared, why can't the 911 audio be released? It's not going to impede an investigation. It would appear to me this investigation is done.
Yeah.
So I frankly don't understand. Unless there's something that's potentially embarrassing to the authorities.
Well, this Iowa law really just needs to be retooled, because they're citing law to say that they don't have to release this information. But And we've talked about this problem before, this issue before. You know, you want transparency. I mean, the public mm-hmm. wants it. The family even wants it. Yes, things could be transmitted out there that may be, you know, someone nude being worked on by mm-hmm. paramedics or something like that. But don't you want to know what really happened mm-hmm. to that family member? Don't
sure,
you want to know what really
happened?
Sure,
especially if there are questions and people are wondering why. I mean, you would think that you would want to have that information that would truly clear the people that were involved. And so, you know, as the editorial said, the default choice of the state here is secrecy. They don't want to reveal anything other than the 12-second snippet that you were mentioning, Rich.
But they had to. Mm-hmm.
And then they mentioned that there is nothing in the law that says that they don't have to make this information public, that it's optional. And they're choosing to make that choice. And it's in my mind, I think it's a bad choice.
I wonder who you could appeal to in a case such as this.
I don't know. I imagine you could probably sue, and maybe the family will, and a judge would compel, you know, the Iowa Department of Public Safety to reveal that information. But that's probably the only step that you could take is to go to the courts.
I would think the family would certainly deserve to see this video, and I think the public deserves to see it too, simply because they're paying the taxes. They're paying for the public safety officers. Mm-hmm. And so as a result, you know, that video, the 911 audio, those emails should all be available to the public.
Right, mm-hmm. because that information is what led to him not being charged, this
right.
officer not being charged.
Exactly. And that's the reason, really, you get down to it. That's the reason for the transparency. If some action is not being taken, why? You know, I think the public does have, and the family in particular, they have a right to know. And so, yeah, I just think they've made the wrong choice here.
Yeah, it's almost as if they don't trust us with the information.
Well, I think there's sometimes you run into authority, not just law enforcement, but people that get into any kind of position of authority, and they sort of get that paternalistic or attitude of, I know what's best for you and what you should or shouldn't have. So, and that's sad.
And this is why it's important for journalists to fight these mm-hmm. kinds of decisions.
All right. With that, we are out of time for today. Our listeners can join us again next week at this time for more of Shop Talk.